It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Even as some coronavirus-related restrictions are beginning to lift, many parts of the state still ban large private gatherings and other threats to public health. For violations, CPR's Allison Sherry says authorities are only issuing warnings in most cases.
Tolerance for violating the state's public health order in and of itself is pretty high. If you had a big house party and cops were called, they're not likely to give you a ticket or issue a summons for your arrest on something like that. But if someone goes beyond violating the order to putting people at purposely at risk or even just trying to make people more afraid, that's when prosecutors are bringing down the hammer.
Justice reporter Allison Sherry. In some cases, district attorneys have added violating the public health order on top of other charges, such as driving under the influence. Denver is still under a stay-at-home order, and the rule is being enforced. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
The city has issued citations to at least 23 businesses since the stay-at-home order went into effect on March 24th. That includes four issued in the last few days. These businesses include places like smoke shops, a Hobby Lobby, a GameStop, and more recently, a hair and beauty supply store. These citations can result in a fine of up to $999 or even jail time. So far, no resident has been issued a citation for breaking the city's order, though authorities have issued thousands of warnings. Denver's stay-at-home order will be in place until May 8. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
The number of inmates testing positive for COVID-19 at the prison in Sterling has risen to 238, making it the single largest outbreak in the state. The facility tested nearly 500 prisoners after a number of cases were identified in one wing. Currently, four of the COVID-19 positive inmates are in the hospital. Only one other prison has had an inmate test positive for the virus. The Department of Correction says it's working with the state health department to determine the next steps for testing in its facilities. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.